Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Trans is the event carrier to Korea. All the touching mass was reported. The second unit of the region satellite 3 and 2 is supposed to be launched on the field of transit. In December, Korea is brought over the joy and excitement, and the world is a smile. In the early 20th century, a European border visiting Korea presents the sculpture of a transit dummy with an airplane to carry load on its back. It was an epitome of Korea, where all banner was heard blowing at the face, when others were flying in the sky and generating electricity. The country turned down the foot as a colony of Japan because of weakened national power. 9 centuries later, Korea boasted of itself as a dignified satellite manufacturer and launcher. At present, normally the satellite is the monopoly of a few developed countries, and even though they have their rule, some countries should rely on others for the launch. But the Democratic People's Republic of Korea is one of the prime space powers, which is developing and launching the satellite in parallel with their own technology and strength. Korea already manufactured and successfully launched her first experimental satellite, Hwangmyeong-1, in 1998, with her own strength and technology. In April 2009, Korea took another experimental satellite of Hwangmyeong-2 on its orbit, partly by carrier rocket Unmyeong-2. This time, the second launch of the working satellite Hwangmyeong-3, indispensable for economic development, was put on its orbit. The satellites and carrier rockets are entirely homemade, ranging from the design to manufacture, assembly, launch, and exhibition after launching. The second unit of Hwangmyeong-3, launched by carrier rockets in Macau as an Earth-observing satellite, flying along the polar orbit, like the previous one, will hit the getting better of different worlds. The real addition is the economic potentiality and light of latest science and technology of Korea. The blasting off of the second unit of Hwangmyeong-3, decorating raining tall trees, as a national event promising a bright future of Korea. The pride and anger of the Korean people are infinite. You've been listening to Attention Titan. Korean satellite is flying through its beam. This is Voice of Korea. Dear listeners, with this, we conclude the English language service of Voice of Korea from the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. Voice of Korea presents its English language service for us between 13 and 14 hours UTC, between 15 and 16 hours UTC, between 18 and 19 hours UTC, and between 21 and 22 hours UTC, on 7,570 kHz and 20,015 kHz. For North America, between 13 and 14 hours UTC, and between 15 and 16 hours UTC, on 9,335 kHz and 11,710 kHz. And for Northeast Asia, between 4 and 5 hours UTC, and between 6 and 7 hours UTC, and 7,220 kHz, 9,345 kHz, and 9,730 kHz. Hawaii, this is Pyongyang.